Welcome to episode 118 of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast for March the 22nd, 2009. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. In this episode of the Fredcast, the economy hits Trek and they furlough workers. Pro cycling news including the results from Milan San Remo and Lance getting a haircut. Bikes for Kids Utah giving away bikes. Baltimore adds on-street bike parking. The new feature Bike Shop of the Month. And how do you pronounce the Tour de France? And yes, of course, PodSafe cycling music. So sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike, hammer just a little bit harder, because here comes the Fredcast. This episode of the Fredcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Go to Audible.com and sign up for your free 14-day account that will give you a free audiobook download, yours to keep, whether you stick with Audible or not. Go to audiblepodcast.com/cycling. We thank Audible for their support of the Fredcast. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Fredcast. Unfortunately, this is going to be an abbreviated episode of the Fredcast. This is going to sound strange. On Friday afternoon, I learned that today, Sunday afternoon, I have to fly to China. Yes, I bought my ticket on Friday for a trip to China. Sorry, it's what I have to do to keep my day job going and support the family, and yes, even support the Fredcast. So this is going to be an abbreviated episode. I apologize about that, but there's a silver lining. And the silver lining is, as a result of my going away, that means that we can extend the presale period on the Fredcast jerseys. Instead of needing to get your order in by Monday, March 23rd, you now have until Monday, March the 30th to get your presale orders in. Save $10 off the regular price of your Fredcast jersey and ensure delivery at the end of May 2009. Now, don't forget, even though it says Team Fredcast, you don't have to do anything special to be a member of Team Fredcast. You're already doing it. By being a listener, you are a member of Team Fredcast. So go to thefredcast.com and click the link at the top of the page, or go to tinyurl.com/fredkit. F-R-E-D-K-I-T, and that will take you right to the order page. Thanks so much. We've gotten a lot of great orders. I can't wait to see all of you this year at your centuries and double centuries wearing your Team Fredcast jerseys. So again, you have until Monday, March 30th to take part in the presale, and thanks so much for your support. Well, let's get to the news for this week, and the news begins with, yes, another economy-related story, this one having to do with Trek Bicycle Corp., of course, in Waterloo, Wisconsin. Trek has about 1,100 employees in Wisconsin, and because of the economy, Trek has reduced overall employment since January 1st by less than 5%, but they have also instituted temporary work furloughs for many of their production workers at that Waterloo facility. According to the article online, most production employees rotated 1 week on, 1 week off without pay during February. Now, fewer than 300 of the 900 employees at the Waterloo plant were affected, according to Jeff McFarlane, human resources manager, and he called the move, quote, proactive. A small number of workers are still operating on the every other week off without pay schedule, but hopefully this will be a temporary situation. You know, one of the things about the downturn in the economy, at least here in the United States, a lot of folks simply are cutting back on expenditures. But look, if you're in a good economic situation, you've got a nice, stable job, now is the time to support the bicycle industry. This industry has given all of us a lot of enjoyment over the years. And if you have been in the market for a new bike, this is the best time for you to go out, support your independent bike dealer, and support your favorite bicycle manufacturer. I know the folks in Waterloo, Wisconsin sure would appreciate your support in this way. Yesterday, we saw the 2009 edition of one of the spring classics, and indeed one of the monuments of cycling. This is Milan San Remo. Milan San Remo in its 100th running this year, and it was a spectacular, exciting finish. And we saw Mark Cavendish taking an incredible win at the line, pipping German Heinrich Hausler, who had gone off on a sprint and Cavendish getting a great lead out and just beating him over the line. As a matter of fact, it was a photo finish. The finish that I saw was, I believe, either in Dutch or Belgian. And it was just incredible to listen to the announcers trying to figure out who won and then to hear them say in English, oh, photo finish. And indeed, it was Mark Cavendish. I'll never forget at this year's Amgen Tour of California, in Santa Clarita for the start of the Santa Clarita to Pasadena stage, as I watched Mark Cavendish walk out of his hotel room, and a man and a woman were standing next to me, and the man was just staring. And the woman said, who is that? And the man looked over at his wife and said, that is the fastest man in the world. And indeed, yesterday, Mark Cavendish from Team Colombia and Great Britain was indeed the fastest man in the world, winning the 298-kilometer race in 6 hours, 42 minutes, and 45 seconds. Second place going to Heinrich Hausler from the Cervelo test team and Germany in the same time. Third place, the God of Thunder himself, also from the Cervelo test team from Norway, Tor Husovt, 2 seconds back. Fourth place going to Alan Davis from Quickstep. Fifth, Alessandro Petacchi. Sixth, Daniela Benatti. Seventh, Aitor Galdos of Euskaltel Euskadi. Eighth, Enrico Rossi from Ceramica Flaminia. In ninth, Luco Paolini from Acqua e Sapone. And 10th place going to Peter Velits from Team Milram. Interestingly, one of the guys who they expected was going to be one of the favorites for this year's Milan-San Remo, Tom Bonin from Team Quickstep, came in 15th place. And in 125th place, 8 minutes and 19 seconds behind Mark Cavendish, the man in the yellow helmet, Lance Armstrong. Next up for the world's most famous cyclists, including Lance Armstrong, is this week's Vuelta Castilla y León, taking place in Spain. Not only will Lance Armstrong be there, where he said, quote, the race will give me a real indication of where I am. I think we're on schedule, unquote. Also, there will be Tour winners Carlos Sastre and teammate Alberto Contador. Also at this week's 5-stage race in Spain, Levi Leipheimer, Denis Menchov, Alejandro Valverde, and again, some of the world's top cyclists. Vuelta Castilla y León is not always one that gets the major international spotlight like some of the other races, but I think because of the talent coming this year, we should be seeing a lot. I've already seen a lot of Twitters from Lance Armstrong and from Levi Leipheimer as they've prepared for this race. We'll have more info on the results on next week's episode of the Fredcast. And finally, speaking of Lance Armstrong, one of the things he's been twittering about since the very beginning of his return to professional cycling has been the constant doping control test, the unannounced test where they knock on your door and they tell you it's time to take a doping test. Well, earlier this week, as a matter of fact, on March 17th, Lance twittered from his BlackBerry, quote, yet another surprise anti-doping control, 24th one. This one from the French authorities, urine, blood, and hair. Classic. Well, I have to tell you, that started a storm of reporting all over the internet and all over international publications because for some reason, they seemed to be shocked that Lance would have his hair tested. Anybody who's done any research into doping control tests understands that a lot of times evidence of drug use can stay in hair samples much longer than it can in blood and urine samples. Now, the Associated Press reported on Wednesday that a French anti-doping inspector came to Lance Armstrong with a pair of scissors and took 6 clumps of Armstrong's hair. And that, of course, will be tested for signs of drug use. According to the AP story, Lance was quoted as saying, quote, he didn't make my hair look very good. That's why I cut it after that, after he butchered it. Anyway, this did ignite a firestorm on the internet. I have a feeling that we're going to be hearing more about hair tests in the future. Here's a story that I really liked. If you've ever been driving your car and you go to look for a parking spot and you find that an entire parking spot is taken up by a motorcycle, or what if you've been riding your bike and you see that there's plenty of parking for cars, but you just can't find any place to park your bike? Well, the city of Baltimore just became a little bit more bicycle friendly and exacted just a little bit of vengeance for those of us who have been frustrated in situations like the one I just described. You see, because they just took one automobile parking space in the 3100 block of St. Paul Street and made it for bicycles only, putting in bicycle racks that can accommodate 10 to 12 bikes. Now, I've never seen anything like this, but I love the idea for those of us who like to commute by bike or perhaps go do errands by bike, or you're just out riding and you want to stop for a cup of coffee or to get a bite to eat and you need someplace to park. I think this is awesome. Apparently, on-street bike parking like this is already in wide use in Portland and Seattle, and it's also beginning to catch on in New York. I think that that's fantastic. Nate Evans, bicycle pedestrian planner with the city's Department of Transportation in Baltimore, said that the bike parking is the first of about five such spots in Baltimore, and these will be created in commercial districts around the city. He went on to say, quote, "It'll improve the security for bikes. It'll also leave the sidewalk open for merchants who put out tables and stands." I think this is great. I hope that more communities around the United States, indeed around the world, catch on with what Baltimore, Portland, Seattle, and New York are doing. Hear, hear. Nice going. Here's another story that you've just got to love. And I know that this takes place in Utah, and that's where I am. Don't think I'm just being sort of Utah-centric. I love to talk about stories like this when they happen all over the country, indeed all over the world, so feel free to send them to me. But on Saturday, May 30th, an organization that we've talked about here on the show before, Bikes for Kids Utah, is going to be giving away 1,000 new bicycles to pre-qualified, underprivileged third graders. And this is the fourth annual event that they're going to be doing this. And in addition, on Saturday, May 30th, besides the bike giveaway, there will also be a number of events that cyclists can take part in to help support the mission of Bikes for Kids. Now, the participating children are being selected from the Boys and Girls Clubs, as well as through elementary schools in the Salt Lake City area. They're not only going to receive new bikes, but they're also going to get helmets and bike locks. Through the proceeds that have been accumulated through sponsorships and the fundraising bike rides I'm about to tell you about. According to Debbie Reed, founder and director of Bikes for Kids Utah, quote, "All of the children in our community deserve the opportunity to own a bike. Our May event will give 1,000 more kids a chance to spend the summer and their whole childhood making memories and being active on bikes. Our mission has touched many lives over the past several years, and we hope it will continue to inspire community action and involvement." Now, as I mentioned, several fundraising rides will also be held on Saturday, May 30th. The rides are going to begin at 8 a.m. at the Intermountain Medical Center at 5121 South Cottonwood Street in Murray, Utah, and end at that same starting point. The cost of participation ranges between $10 and $30 and depends on the length of the ride, ranging from 5K to 100K. I'm planning on being there. I hope that you will too. And if you're going, shoot me an email. Maybe we can all ride together. This is a great cause and a great time to get together and ride, enjoying the ride, and of course, raising money for an absolutely fantastic opportunity for kids to get themselves out on a bicycle. Just think about what it felt to you when you got your first bike. See what you can do to help kids get theirs. And of course, links are in the show notes as well as in the enhanced version of the Fredcast. And that's the end of the abbreviated news for this episode of the Fredcast. Before we go on with today's show, I do want to thank our sponsor, Audible. Audible has over 50,000 titles, all audio books and other types of audio information for you. Hey, if you love podcasts, you're going to love Audible. Virtually any bestseller you can think of, virtually any book from almost every genre you can think of is available on Audible for easy download to your iPod, computer, or other MP3 player. And the great thing is, because they're sponsoring the Fredcast, they're offering you a great deal. 14 free days of Audible membership, including a free audiobook download, yours to keep, whether you stay with Audible or not. But I'm betting you probably are going to stay with Audible. I've been with them for several years, and it makes my commutes, my flights, everything that I do, even snow blowing, mowing the lawn, you name it, it makes everything go by a lot faster. Let's face it, I just don't have time to read a lot of books. But with Audible, I have the opportunity to keep up with plenty of literature that's out there. Go to audiblepodcast.com/cycling. That's audiblepodcast.com/cycling. Join now. You'll be glad you did. And we're glad for their sponsorship of the Fredcast. Well, just one feature for you today. It's going to be a real short one. I asked you a question last week. I said, in July, when you talk to your family and friends, do you tell them that you are watching the Tour de France, or do you tell them that you're watching the Tour de France? Now, this all came up because listener Matt mentioned that he knew that I had talked about something that was going on in France along the Tour de France route, and he wondered, what do most of you call it? Got a couple of voicemails from your fellow listeners. Here's what they had to say.
Hey, David, this is David from South Dakota. I just wanted to let you know that in July, I tell my family I am watching the Tour de France.
Tour de France from Frank.
Hey, David, Kim here. Enjoy the show a lot. Very much so. Anyhow, on that issue about the tour, I call it the Tour de Lance. But I don't know. I guess Lance won't be riding it all the time. I guess I'd have to call it the Tour de France. That's the closest thing to land. Anyhow, thank you very much. Keep up the great work. Love the show. Bye-bye.
Hi, David. John in Las Vegas. I enjoy your show. Everybody knows it's Tour de France. France.
Well, so there you go. Like every controversy here on the Fredcast, this one has been cleared up in a way that makes it as clear as mud. Well, anyway, that's going to do it for tonight's show. I'm sorry it's such a short one, but hey, last week was really long, so what can you say? Listen, I'm out of here. I'm about to grab a flight out of the United States. Just mind-boggling to me. But anyway, if you want to follow along with what I'm doing while I'm gone, trust me, you know I'm going to be Twittering. Go ahead and follow my Twitter feed. That's twitter.com/Fredcast. My Twitter name is Fredcast. Also, if you want to send me an email, go ahead and do that. It's thefredcast@gmail.com. That's for your text comments or your audio comments, or like the listeners you just heard, feel free to call the Fredcast listener hotline at area code 435-258-6FRED. That's 435-258-6373. And of course, visit the website anytime at www.thefredcast.com. And with that, it is time for PodSafe Cycling Music, as we do every week. And like most weeks, tonight's music comes to us from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Tonight's artist is Will Danes, and his song is Super Wonderful. And the song itself is super wonderful. And please, I've got links in the show notes to where you can find Will, the song, and the album on iTunes. Let's support those artists who support podcasting. Once again, I'm out of here. Sorry for the short show. I will be back next week, but between now and then, enjoy the music, but most of all, enjoy the ride.
There she goes, walking away from me. I can tell by the way she smiles, she'll never know what else. What's it gonna take to get through to you? Do I have to play your games? For you I'd play a fool. Don't have to be in love to be with someone new. That comes in time. Super wonderful. Whoa-oh-oh. Super wonderful. Girl, you know you're so wonderful. Whoa-oh-oh. Super wonderful. Keep watching them change.